Hello and welcome back to the Villa Filler podcast. It is I, your solo host, Dan Wiseman, coming to you on my own today. Dan Morgan is currently flying the flag for the Villa Filler podcast in Amsterdam. He's currently been traveling Europe once again, this time watching Aston Villa 0, Ajax 0 in the knockout stages of the UEFA Europa Conference League. And it's a game that I think a lot of us will feel perhaps slightly aggrieved that Villa didn't really seize the initiative and make sure that we had the job perhaps swinging slightly more in our favour coming back to Villa Park in a week's time. However, I think given the context of the lineup we saw from Unai Emery, which I think is particularly interesting, I think it'll be interesting to see how that lineup stacks up against the one that we put out on Sunday against Spurs at home, to really gauge which one Unai considers the more important fixture. I think the league will always be the priority, but it was very interesting to see the likes of Timothy Boonham in there, Morgan Rogers, Moussa Diaby, and I think it's in the context of those three players. Morgan Rogers obviously earning one of his first starts. Timothy Boonham, it was only his second start for Aston Villa, which is pretty incredible when you consider how long he's been at the club. And Moussa Diaby, despite coming up with that all-important assist against Luton and the assist in games like Bournemouth and the start as well. And I think it's when you consider the context of the lineup, I think 0-0 is a very good result. And I think it's one that perhaps when we saw the starting 11, maybe we would have taken. I think it was a game that really was devoid of quality on both sides. I think we made a good point in the preview, sort of saying that there's no such thing as an easy game against Ajax. Yes, this is one of the more beatable game, one of the more beatable Ajax sides that you've perhaps seen in recent years, really. But when you consider that both sides only mustered one shot on target each, four shots each in total, it was a game that really wasn't one for the neutral. I think that's putting it kindly. It was kind of marred by a referee performance that honestly didn't really favour both sides. It was a really bizarre, it was one where I feel that honestly the referee made some quite poor decisions that affected both sides, to be honest with you. And I think that's kind of shown in the fact that both have ended up with 10 men come the end of the game. I think Consor one, you know, long-time listeners of the Villa Filler podcast will, you know me and know that I never like to come on a podcast and chastise the referees nor the decisions that they've made. But I think the Consor one, when you look at it, it's going to be very difficult with the naked eye to kind of really tell what's happened there. And I think given the kind of situation and where the foul happens, and obviously more importantly when the foul happens, I can see why he's warranted a second yellow. But for me, the really harsh one is the one on Zaniolo. He earns a yellow card in what is a really bizarre kind of circumstances. There's sort of a tangle, and the Ajax has definitely got more of Zaniolo than the other way around. And, it, you know, he picks up a yellow card, and it's that yellow card that means he'll miss the next game at Villa Park against Ajax. And it's really been in the Europa Conference League where we've seen more of Zaniolo than anywhere else. So we know that the squad is stretched very thin at the moment, and I think we definitely saw that in the lineup. It's a team that, you know, I dare say that we perhaps would have definitely liked to have gone a little stronger going into that game than perhaps we did. But ultimately, Villa have come away with it with a point, and I think a lot of the chatter is about the refereeing performance, but I think ultimately, Villa, I don't really feel like we did enough to win the game. I don't really feel like he decided enough to win the game, to be honest with you. But Villa handled the occasion well. What an incredible stadium. What an incredible atmosphere. It really felt like a return to the big time. And the main thing was that we didn't lose, to be honest with you. I know that we have to consider that makeshift Villa side. The fact that even someone like Pau Torres came out after 45 minutes. Unai Emery said that he's still perhaps feeling the effect of that injury he picked up a couple of weeks ago, that the plan was always to give Pau Torres 45 minutes. And yeah, I think when you can, you know, Timothy Boonham on just his second start for the club, that's perhaps about par given the stage that that young man is having to perform on. And so his push for more opportunities and more minutes will continue. And I don't think that would have done too much to hamper his case. But No, it was incredible to see the Villa fans out there in their numbers. What an incredible showing it looks like. What an incredible couple of days it's been in the Amsterdam, a real claret and blue takeover. But maybe it wasn't the result that we wanted. But as we bring it back to Villa Park in a week's time, then I think we will perhaps go a little bit harder in the pursuit of further progression in the Conference League. But the main focus, I think, is on the weekend, and rightly so. You know, you don't want to put all the eggs in one basket, so to speak, and let go of what is a fantastic opportunity for this club to make the Champions League. And so I think with a win against Spurs on Sunday, should we be able to earn that kind of result, that would put us in really good stead. So let's see how we go, Villa fans. Let's see how we go. It's a game that it was always more about the occasion than the 90 minutes itself. The most important thing is that we get through over two legs, and bringing this one back to Villa Park, you have to imagine that we're the favourites to do so. It won't be easy. I think this Ajax side have shown that. I think Jordan Henderson, for what it's worth, put in a very good showing in the midfield. I thought he did quite a lot to kind of quell our efforts to play through that middle third in particular. So it'd be interesting to see, with 90 minutes in the tank, how we learn about the opposition and what we can do to bypass some of the problems that we faced in that first 90 minutes. But Villa fans, I shall leave it there. Thank you very much for watching. I know it's been brief. When Dan lands tomorrow, I'm recording this late on a Thursday night. When Dan lands back in the country on Friday, we'll try and get together, do a podcast that will go over the game in a little bit more detail, what he saw from his perspective from within the Jurgen Klopp Arena. And then we will preview this big game against Spurs at the weekend. It's all action at the moment. You know that this is the best place to be to get all of your Villa content from now all the way through the run-in until the end of the season. So guys, make sure you hit that subscribe button, like, leave a comment on what you thought of the game, and we'll be back hopefully within the next 24 hours with a deeper dive into the last 90 minutes. Thank you very much for watching. Love the Villa.